It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Mayor Mike Quirionis with Price City. And Mayor, we're going to talk today about Price kind of morphing into a college town. I mean, we are a college town. We have USU Eastern. But there are so many elements that could be brought in and make this a town that is helpful to the college, and the college helps the town. Some things are already going on. We're going to talk about those. We're going to talk about maybe some things that we're looking at happening here in the future. Mayor Quirionis, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Oh, Dave, thank you. And letting me tell my story.
Hey, anytime. We'll turn the airwaves over to you. No problem. So let's start talking about this. You know, Price is technically a college town. You know, it's USU Eastern Territory. But there are certain things that you guys have started to do and certain things that are about to be done to make it feel more of a college town, to make it, you know, have kind of a, I guess the word, I don't like using this word, but I guess the word I would use is a synergy between the university and the city of Price. So let's talk about how things are going and where they can go to, you know, in the future.
Great. You know, when I first got into office, I always said that the university is going to be the horse that pulls the carriage. And so with that vision in mind, different people, put it to the council. The council embraced it. We have council members. You have Terry Willis and Amy Jesperson and Brett Cammons that meet with Greg Dart. And at the time was Dave Mathis. Now it's Kevin Hurst. And we're seeing how that all works with the city and the university. You've seen the light poles on 300 East, and you've seen the wayfinding signs with different identification of different areas, you know, where to go for the park, the wave pool. But on the back of it, it has, you know, Utah State University Eastern. You know, that was a partnership between the city and the university. So now we're working at that level, but now we want to take it to the next level. And how do we do that? Here's where the Association of Government, Jerry Gamber, Jade Pell, Michael Bryant, Allison Preston, they're helping us as a council to bring that to the next level. How do they do that? So Stuart Clayson, that is with UAC, he basically works for Carbon in Emory Counties. He's a representative, and he's a good man. He has a good friend, Mayor Walker, that's in Rushton, Louisiana. And Mayor Walker and I and the AOG had a meeting where we talked about Rushton and them being a college community. Well, in Rushton, you have Louisiana Tech, you know, home of Karl Malone, where he played. But anyway, that being said, how did they get there and what did they implement? So we've been talking about that, but now we're taking it to the next level. Even with those conversations, we're bringing the presidents of Louisiana Tech and Utah State University together, you know, and also you got Greg Dard and Gary Strachwitting that are part of that meeting. So we're trying to see how we embrace what they did. And there's different grants out there. We met with the public work director of Rushton, Louisiana, and how he put different grants together. And I know Price City, we have the worst roads, but he helped us look at how we can maybe put this grant together to solve that issue. So that kind of information, I think, is great so that we can write this grant with the Association of Government to address different issues of making this attractable and sell our university and the community. So, you know, Dave, that's what I'm thankful about, is that the council and the university, just everybody coming together, and also the community saying, being part of different committees and saying, hey, why don't we do this? And why don't we, you know, they have different ideas. So we need to listen to those ideas and implement them too.
Well, and I think one of the things that maybe some people know about, but not a lot of people know about, is the volunteerism of the university. And if you need something, 90% of the time you call them, they'll put a group together. I mean, you were just talking, and we can talk about that. You talk about the ice skating rink.
Yes.
I know when it comes time to move the bubble, the baseball team from the university is who goes and helps. So let's talk about some of the things that, you know, maybe people don't realize that the volunteer groups at the college or the university take care of for Price City.
Okay. So good point. Here is, you know, everybody knows on 300 East, 100 North, we had Utah Power and Light Credit Union said, we want to make a community garden there. And we had a, we brought people in the community together and we made a plan. From that plan and the partnership between the city and the university, now we have university students that are, Gary Strachwedine is bringing down, and they are planting those planters full of vegetation and putting it back out to the community. Gary's whole goal is to feed those that don't have the means to put food on their table. So that's a great goal. But here's the students helping put those plants in, plant those trees, different things like that. So that's one part of it. You talked about the ice skating rink. So our youth council and I came up with the idea of putting a ice skating rink down there on the corner of 100 East and 100 North. And you see it. It's right there on the north end corner of the block of City Hall. I made the phone call to the university and boom, it was our youth council and students from the university filling up those sandbags. And that wasn't easy. The wind was kind of blowing and people were eating a lot of sand. But it was fun to have high school students and college students working together. You know, that's one part of it. That's the one thing I seen is that the community is also embracing the college.
All right, and let's kind of wrap up with talking about some of the things that we may see in the future, the near future, as far as this partnership. Have you got anything on the burners right now, or is it still kind of in the planning stages?
Yeah, we're still in the planning stages, but you know that's the one thing. When we have this meeting next month with the presidents of both universities, I think the main thing is letting President Cockett see that the community and her leadership in this university are working together to try to make this university a destination for all the students.
Mike Kurianis, mayor of Price City, thanks for taking the time out to come in today and talk about this. Be looking for things on the horizon. And you know what? We need to be, I agree, we need to embrace that as a college town. We really are a college town, but we need to embrace that more. And hopefully some of these steps will make people kind of stand up and take notice about those kinds of things.
That is great. And also, yeah, that's, if people in the community have ideas on how, we have a lot of people that have moved in and they have ideas how their university embraced their, you know, the town and the university work together. So we need those ideas.
Mayor, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.